Jordan and Sol stood upon the apartment's terrace, watching the tower shadows stretch long fingers over the landscape of Upper Rodania. Sol's arm was looped under Jordan's wings and around her waist. She leaned into his warmth as the late afternoon breeze tugged at her hair. A thin layer of fluffy cloud hung low over the roofs and peaks of the Rodanian towers and palaces. There were patches of blackened ruins where dragon fire had scorched buildings and timbers and beams jutted from wreckage like broken ribs. It was going to take some time to restore Rodania to its pre-harpy glory. The peace of the scene before them masked a profound unrest among the citizens. No one knew if or when there might be another harpy attack. The apartment had been cleaned, and the extra mattresses removed from the bedroom and taken to the ground floor apartment they'd rented as temporary lodging for Ione and Alan. But there were still missing and broken tiles on the terrace, cracked and broken countertops in the kitchen, and gouges crisscrossing the hardwood floor from sharp harpy talons. Sol pressed his lips to Jordan's temple and gazed down at her. "Do you think Ione and your dad will be happier down there? You haven't just been saying that to make me feel better?" Jordan nodded.
"They'll be happier in their own space, and it'll be a lot easier for them to get around, too."
A frown tugged at the corners of her mouth.
"I wonder what Ione's plans are now that my dad is back to normal. I assume she'll be heading back to Chararay one of these days."
Sol made a noncommittal sound in the back of his throat. He didn't like the idea of losing their elven friend either. Ione had become so much a part of their lives, she would leave a gaping hole if she went back to her forest home.
"Look!"
Sol squeezed Jordan and jutted his chin toward the cloud cover in the east. A huge shadow darkened the sky, and the clouds disintegrated as the colossal red dragon materialized over Upper Rodania. Her nearly incomprehensible wingspan blocked out the early evening light, casting a long, dark shape over the hills and villages. As she approached, she seemed to grow until she filled half the sky. The red scales of her belly were the color of dried blood. Her wings beat slowly, gracefully, almost lazily, even as her body appeared impossibly light for all its bulk and sinew. Jordan's heart beat faster as they watched the she-dragon make one of her rare appearances in the skies over Rodania. Views of her had been few since the Harvey battle, and Jordan had often wondered if the creature had left Rodania for good. Blue had come to visit every few days, never staying long and always winging away to the west. Jordan figured the dragons had to be living somewhere north of Matacaw, where the wilderness could sustain them. Jordan briefly tore her eyes away from the dragon to skim the scene below, where the skies had emptied of Strix. Everyone who had been traveling landed to watch with upturned faces. All movement had ceased, save for the dragons. Her body tilted as she descended.
"They won't be kicking her or Blue out anytime soon," Sol said quietly into Jordan's ear.
"Like they could if they wanted to."
She felt Sol nod in agreement beside her.
"I heard the council has already changed the law against dragons."
Sol chuckled.
"No one ever expected one of the most dangerous predators of Oriseran to become Rodania's savior."
They watched as the red dragon set her enormous clawed feet on the rounded mounds of grass of a vast park. Behind her, a tall, ragged overhang of granite framed her shape and made a striking visual. The heavy head swung, and the jaws opened as she turned to look up and back over her shoulder. Her white fangs glinted as she released a long roar, her ribs contracting. The thunderous sound filled the sky and seemed to shake the foundations of the buildings. There was an answering roar, and Blue banked around their tower and drifted lazily toward his mate. He landed in the grass in a much clumsier manner and ambled up to her with his nose low to the ground.